New Hampshire Special Education Procedural Safeguards Handbook. This handbook is based on the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act of 2004 and the New Hampshire Standards for the Education of Children with Disabilities, effective March 24, 2017. April 2018. Developed by the New Hampshire Department of Education, Bureau of Special Education, in collaboration with the Parent Information Center, New Hampshire Association of Special Education Administrators, and the New Hampshire School Administrators Association. Distributed by Introduction. Children are more likely to succeed when parents and educators work together to develop and achieve educational goals for children with disabilities. Federal and state law provide many opportunities for parents to be involved in the planning and decision-making concerning their child's special education needs. This handbook has been developed to provide parents, adult students with disabilities, educators, and others with information about parent-child rights and the special education process. These rights are called procedural safeguards. Parents are integral members of the IEP team. The IEP team is the group that makes most of the major decisions about a child's special education needs and services. Parents are full members of the IEP team. The IEP team determines evaluation, eligibility, the individualized education program, (IEP), and educational placement of the child. The formal name of the team is the IEP team, but it may be referred to by other names depending on the function or activity being addressed. You are an important member of the IEP team. Your voice needs to be included. The special education process offers parents an opportunity to share their knowledge and expertise about their child with others on their child's team. The law was established to offer opportunities for parents to participate in the special education process and promote communication between schools and parents on behalf of their child. The special education process is most effective when parents and school personnel are well-informed and able to work together. It is particularly important that parents and others involved in the special education process understand their rights and be aware of the statutes of limitations and other restrictions in order to fully access a free, appropriate education at public expense. (FAPE). The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, (IDEA 2004) requires that school districts provide parents a copy of the procedural safeguard, parental rights, only one time a school year. There are additional times when a copy must be given to you. 1. Upon initial referral or parent request for evaluation. 2. Upon receipt of the first state complaint or the first due process complaint in a school year. 3. When a decision is made to take a disciplinary action that constitutes a change of placement, and 4. Upon parent request. Please note that while this handbook meets the requirement under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act of 2004, (IDEA 2004), that parents be provided a written document that describes the procedural safeguards to which they are entitled, it does not include the entire text of either the federal or the state special education laws or regulations. The Procedural Safeguards Handbook may be found on the DH Department of Education website, https://www.education.nh.gov/instruction/special_ed/procedural-safeguards.htm. A complete text of the NH Standards for the Education of Children with Disabilities may be found on the NH Department of Education website, http://www.education.nh.gov/instruction/special_ed/documents/newly_adopted_nh_rules.pdf. For a free bound copy of the New Hampshire Standards for the Education of Children with Disabilities, (New Hampshire Rules), please call the Department of Education at 603-271-3741.